Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor. So if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? It's your girl, Jenny Jordan, and today I got something to talk about. So I have some weird quirks about me. Yeah. We're going to talk about one of the weird things that I do amongst like many, if you talk to my husband. But so do you have weird habitual habits that you do or things that you kind of think that are odd? Well, I am going to kind of out myself today. And I have this weird thing with odd numbers. Okay, so I don't even know when this started. I think probably when I got my Cadillac in 2010, 9, 10, 11, somewhere around there. And I just remember only allowing my temperature in my car to be on a odd number. And I remember one time George was driving it and he made it like 64 degrees. And I was like, no, it has to be 65. And he's like, why? And I'm like, in this car, everything has to be odd. And he's like, that's weird. I'm like, don't ask questions, just do it. And he's like, okay, 63. It was weird. So like literally I have my car for like 14 years. And always in the car, it has to be an odd number. And it's only like heated seats, three clicks, one click or three clicks. The temperature has to be on an odd number. Obviously, the radio stations or whatever numbers. But the sound has to be on an odd number. I know, girl, let me tell you, it's a quirk. But I also noticed that this odd number thing was bleeding over into my everyday life. So this is like an OCD habit that I have, that I also use it like if I do scoops of something like sesame seeds into my salad, I can't do like one or two, I have to do three. So I also noticed that when I put a face lotion on, it can't be one pump because that's not enough, and two you can't do because that's an even number, so it has to be three. Oh my god, this literally has turned into this weird thing, and it's so funny because I'll like sit it, like I'll be somewhere like putting lotion on and I'll do like two pumps. I'm like, it'll be fine, it's two pumps, one for each leg, so that's one and one, right? No, I can't do it. I have to do like three pumps for my leg. And oh, it's so weird. And I really took notice to this over the last like couple years that it's like, I have to do like three or five. It can't be just one. So, I'm just speaking this out to the universe because I know there's other people out there like me. I was just talking to a friend and we kind of giggled about it. And she's like, yeah, I do the same thing. Like, you can't do this number, you have to do this amount. And then, you know, and I was like, but nothing bad will happen if you only do two or if you do three and a half. Like, nothing bad will happen. And I know that because there's many people who have OCD and they will think in their brain, in the cognitive self, that something bad will happen. I literally know nothing will happen, but it's just so interesting how we will like train ourselves on that behavior, saying that we have to do 3 of something, 5 of something, 7 of something. Like, here's another example. I like chocolate covered raisins or crayon raisins or whatever. They're not the best, but I will open the little container and I'll pick out 7, not 5, not 8, definitely not 10, because that's, you know, I don't know if 0 is an even or an odd number, but I'll pick out 7. And I was like, yeah, 7. 7's like a majority of people's lucky number. Maybe because I was 7 pounds, 7 ounces and born in 77. And could be why I have some 7 issue. But I'll pick out 7 and then I'll put them in this little bowl. And I was like, okay, cool. I can kind of snack on them as a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of yummies. And it just makes me laugh, you know. But I'm asking the community, do you have any of these weird and odd quirks that you deal with during the day? And what are they? I would love to know what they are. You know, definitely hit me up on social media, on Instagram at TheCoachJenny or on Facebook at Jenny Jordan, because I love to know what kind of things that are out there, because I know I'm not alone. So do you have any number quirks, or how many times have you driven back to your house because you thought you left the stove on or your hairdryer, curling iron, or whatever plugged in? I know I drove back to the house already because I literally thought I left the garage door open. We all have our quirks, and I am super excited to hear all about them. So on that note, I just wanted to have a quick and dirty little chitty chat today because you know what? Sometimes we just need to laugh. So speaking about laughing and just kind of getting into that deep dive self, if you ever need some support, some love, some attention, you know that I'm here for you, girl. Shoot me a message or click the show notes below and see how I can offer you some support in either one of my group coaching programs or private coaching. Tis the season, girl. Start loving yourself just a little bit more. So, mwah, love you all so big, and I'll catch you next time.